Well, we know that not all cancers are equal, but should we call them by a different name? A Canadian study has found that when the word cancer is used, even when the tumour is relatively benign, the person receiving that diagnosis becomes more fearful, and that fear might influence their decisions about treatment. Dr. Norman Swan from the Health Report joins us now. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
This study was asking people about thyroid cancer, Norman. Why did they do that?
Well, thyroid cancer, there's been an epidemic of thyroid cancer in countries like Australia, the United States, Canada, and that's not a real epidemic of thyroid cancer, it's an epidemic of thyroid cancer diagnosis, because there's been an epidemic of CT scans of the lung.
Mm-hmm.
And that epidemic of CT scans of the lung have captured the thyroid gland in the image, and alert radiologists have looked at it and said, "Ooh, I see a little lump in the thyroid," and that's created an epidemic of fear, because it's been a nodule in the thyroid. Is it cancer? Isn't it? And a lot of people have ended up with operations on their thyroid because of this discovery. So they decided to use thyroid cancer as an example for that reason.
Okay.
Because it's either a nodule or it's cancer or it's both.
And it shows up and it doesn't mean it's going to hurt you necessarily. So,
correct.
So what do they
That's
do in this study?
Well, they basically created scenarios for people in this study which were identical, but the words changed. So they said, you know, here's a nodule, you've got a nodule with a 1% chance of progression. You've got a cancer with a 1% chance of progression, and the treatment is surgery or surveillance. So they gave them kind of three scenarios, but it progressively became more serious with a higher rate of progression. And what they found in brief was that the key statistic is the rate of progression, you know, 1% chance, 5% chance, whatever. The tumour remained the same, but people were much more relaxed about surveillance when the name was a nodule than they were if the name was a cancer, even though the problem that they had was exactly the same. So it just showed, well, you kind of know it already. You get fearful of the name of cancer and you want it out. So you're much more likely to opt for surgery than surveillance for something that probably you'd never have known that you've got it unless your doctor had ordered the CT scan of the lung.
Yeah, as you say, it's not really a surprise, is it, that cancer triggers that response and that fear, so is better communication needed?
Well, the better communication is obviously needed here, because we've now got epidemics of nodules in other organs. So this CT scan of the lung is showing up nodules in the lung. People don't know what these nodules mean. You're having biopsies. People are having collapsed lungs because of these nodules. People in the fear of pancreatic cancer are finding nodules in the pancreas from ultrasounds. So this is all over the place. And of course, early breast cancer is called carcinoma in situ. Should it be called carcinoma in situ or a nodule on the breast? Would that change women's decisions about how aggressive treatment should be followed? And this requires a nuanced conversation that's honest, because if it is cancer, well, it's cancer, but that doesn't mean to say it's going to kill you or progress.
Yeah, and this is particularly important we get this right, isn't it? If we have a change of government, we don't know if we will, but you know, Labor, Bill Shorten announced that major $2.3 billion cancer package the other night, and you talked about an epidemic of CT scans that would make those sorts of tests free, that would cover the costs of it. So it's important we get this right at the coalface, if you like, at the doctor's diagnosis and the analysis of those scans, because potentially, you know, there's going to be more of these sort of treatments covered.
Absolutely. And it is a huge issue. I covered it in a Four Corners a couple of years ago, is that it starts with the referral from your GP. And if the wrong test is ordered or an unnecessary test is ordered, you can be on a journey that you don't necessarily want to be on. And so it's fine to say that cancer care is going to be free, but there's a lot of education upstream to make sure the funnel is of people who necessarily need treatment.
Yeah, otherwise it leads to a lot of worry and a lot of funds.
Exactly, taxpayers' money down the drain as well as suffering.
Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fran.
Norman Swan, and Norman will bring you more of that on the Health Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.